Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but it's usually harder to find than the rest of the news. So, this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes, and I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So with that said, here's the daily good. Welcome to this episode of The Daily Good. I am so glad that you have decided to join me again for another installment of this podcast. We have some really great stuff in the lineup for you today. Starting with this is another good news coming out in spite of the coronavirus lockdowns and all the various sort of wide-reaching effects that the lockdowns are having on us culturally. One of those, of course, is that people are visiting grocery stores less frequently. They're buying more non-perishables and less of the fresh foods because they're staying home more. And so they need things that will last longer in between trips to the grocery store. As a result, a lot of the producers of those perishable food products have really been struggling. So, in good news, the chain of supermarkets called Publix, that's P-U-B-L-I-X, for those of you that aren't familiar with them, they have launched a new project where they are going to do their best to help those producers to get through these very difficult times and help other people in need. Essentially, what they're doing is this. According to a press release, they are going to purchase fresh produce and milk from the farmers who have been most impacted by this crisis, and they're going to take those goods and donate them directly to the food banks called Feeding America. The press release said, quote, "The initiative will support Florida produce farmers, southeastern dairy farmers, and the growing number of families looking to Feeding America for fresh fruits, vegetables, and milk during the coronavirus pandemic. Kicking off today," and this was as of April 24th, "kicking off today, the initiative is expected to run for several weeks." So just during the very first week of the initiative, over 150,000 pounds of produce and 43 gallons of milk was donated, according to the company. Publix said, quote, "As a food retailer, we have the unique opportunity to bridge the gap between the needs of families and farmers impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. In addition to providing much-needed produce and milk to food banks, this initiative provides financial support to farmers during this challenging time." Pretty fantastic. I mean, this is a bad circumstance that we all find ourselves in, and I really love these stories that are coming out where the solutions that people are finding are two-pronged, where it's able to help producers and creators as well as consumers and those in need. We now find ourselves at the Good Word, part of the podcast where we hear sometimes inspirational quotes, and sometimes we speculate on great literature, and today we hear a poem. This is a poem by a poet named Wendy Cope, and it is entitled "The Orange." At lunchtime, I bought a huge orange. The size of it made us all laugh. I peeled it and shared it with Robert and Dave. They got quarters, and I had a half. And that orange, it made me so happy, as ordinary things often do. Just lately, the shopping, a walk in the park. This is peace and contentment. It's new. The rest of the day was quite easy. I did all the jobs on my list, and enjoyed them, and had some time over. I love you. I'm glad I exist. That's "The Orange" by Wendy Cope. And And our second good news item for today is it's precisely the sort of story that the Daily Good podcast was created for. My whole goal when I was dreaming about this podcast for the last couple of years was to be able to dig up stories of things that were happening all over the world, kind of at a grassroots level that we weren't necessarily hearing about on the news because they weren't huge stories affecting, you know, vast quantities of the population. But to me, they are just as significant because if we can take these kinds of stories as almost a template of what we can do ourselves in our own areas, and we all do them, then we can sort of blanket the world with goodness and kindness. So I'm not going to get into a whole lot of detail on this story, except to just hit a few of the highlights, because I would rather you watch the video, the news story that goes with it. There'll be a link to that in the episode notes on the website. But essentially, it comes down to this. In the town of Kelseyville, which is in Lake County in California, there is a bar and grill called Lindahl's Sports Stop Grill, and the owner, named Mike Lindahl, has been donating about 100 box lunches 3 times a week to local nurses and medical staff as they fight the coronavirus. He's doing this in spite of the fact that his business has been shuttered and they've been losing money ever since. But his feeling is that if they are essentially going down, as he puts it, they might as well go down doing the right thing. And that is his almost mantra over and over in this news story, is it doesn't matter that he's losing money in this. He was taught to always do the right thing no matter what, even when times are hard. So again, please, please, please go to the episode notes for this episode of the podcast at the-daily-good.com and click on the link that will take you to the TV news story so that you can actually see this guy and hear his voice and hear in his own words what it is that he's doing and why he's doing it. It is so worth your time. And now it's time for Wonderful World, where we get to find beautiful places around this beautiful planet of ours, thanks to modern technology. And today we are focusing on an Earth Cam, a particular live cam produced by the earthcam.com website. And this one is in Kauai in Hawaii. It is Poipu Beach, and it is just a single webcam that is pointed out over onto the beach, and it is just perfect. The webcam itself, pretty straightforward. It gives you the date at the bottom, the current time at the location, the temperature there. So as I'm looking at this right now, it's 79 degrees and sunny with blue skies with some fluffy white clouds, blue ocean, some waves crashing onto, you know, the black rocks on the shore, palm trees swaying in the wind. This is exactly what you want to relax yourself. So if you are looking for a beautiful sort of in the background visual, I actually took this and mirrored it up onto the screen of my TV to kind of have it larger scale. It's incredibly soothing. So maybe click on the link in the episode notes to get to the Earth Cam from Poipu Beach in Hawaii and put on some music, maybe a little Hawaiian slack key guitar music to set the tone, and then go about your day with a little bit of a relaxing visual. And wrapping things up with Sounds Good, and today we are focusing on a very well-known piece of classical music, but performed in an original and striking way. This is the Winter Movement from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, performed at the St. Martin in the Fields Church in London, and it is the London Musical Arts Ensemble in a performance that was conceived, developed, and directed by John Landor, who is the conductor, and it is called a music in motion concept. And essentially what it is the performers of the piece, but they are not seated as you normally would see them in a classical music performance. They are in fact all standing and they're able to move around. And this really, much to my surprise and delight, adds a completely new layer of intensity and dynamism to the performance that I was not expecting. I've always loved Vivaldi's Four Seasons. I was actually very fortunate to be able to take in a performance of the Four Seasons at St. Martin in the Fields in London a couple of years ago with my fiance. It was a candlelight performance, which was particularly atmospheric and lovely right around Christmas time. But this clip that we'll have the link to in the episode notes is just extraordinary. So I look forward to hearing from you all what you think of this. It's a piece of music, as I say, that we're all quite familiar with, particularly if you've ever watched Chef's Table on Netflix. But this performance is really quite intense and really amazing to watch. So enjoy Music in Motion, Vivaldi's Winter from the Four Seasons at St. Martin in the Fields, the London Musical Arts Ensemble. That's it for the Daily Good today. There are links to everything we talked about in today's podcast on the website at www.the-daily-good.com. Thanks for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.